too cold outside. People in Nashville can't drive. Tickets are too expensive. My feet hurt. My favorite team blows. This is my primary complaint with a Midday 180.
My primary complaint, the day after the 4th of July cleanup. I've talked about downtown Nashville smelling terribly at times.
Of urine.
It stinks of urine, much like Bourbon Street in New Orleans. That's what it's become. There is something rancid about right after all the fireworks are fired off and the next morning after the 4th of July in Nashville. Especially my neighborhood and surrounding neighborhoods. Everyone's got firework displays. And on top of the firework displays, everyone else is shooting off fireworks. I love fireworks. Shot off a bunch in my yard last night. It leaves a huge mess. And I'm the first one to raise my hand and say, I'm tempted to say, just let the wind blow it away. We've got all these poppers out there and all these things, the debris to clean up. There's smoke. There's different things. There's residue left on the street and the sidewalk. It smells like a smoke bomb burning for the next day. When it's this hot, you really hope for a big rain the next day after the 4th of July. There's something about the air that's not quite right. The day after hangover of 4th of July, the environmental hangover after 4th of July fireworks in Nashville, Tennessee, is rancid. And it's my primary complaint.
And they complain and complain and complain and complain and complain.
I believe that smell is sulfur that you're looking
Thank
for.
Thank you, yes. Yeah. This sulfur smell.
Sulfur.
So, didn't do a whole lot on the 4th of July, so I was scrolling through Facebook a lot to see what family and friends were out there doing, and way too many of my Facebook friends have fallen for the Tyler Perry's giving away $1 million to some broke person. This just falls into the category of everything we see on the internet is real. It has to be real, right? It's the internet. No one would try to scam us. They wouldn't try to get our personal information. They wouldn't direct us to a website that's going to run afoul of us somehow. Tyler Perry is not giving your broke self $1 million. Look, he's a nice guy. He's a great philanthropist. He's not just randomly giving away $1 million to someone on Facebook because you share it and then beg for him to give you $1 million in the comments. Just like Jeep for the past 3 years isn't giving away the same Jeep, and every time they give it away, what the luck? Our winner, they weren't qualified. So here's a chance for you to win this Jeep one more time. Everything you see on the internet, especially Facebook, is not real. Stop believing that you're going to get free money and free cars from Facebook.
And they complain and complain and complain and complain and complain.
Very well said.
My primary complaint.
Hold on, batting cleanup today. Paul Kuharski.
Actually, third.
Well, for our purposes.
Yes. Cleanup. My primary complaint are little computer or web issues that just go unresolved by the companies that create them. And I have two examples here. Windows. My wife uses side-by-side computer screens. She does a lot of accounting where she actually needs two screens. And currently, in Windows, it's been updated so many times since I've become a Mac person, I don't know how to operate it anymore. But if her cursor goes from the left screen to the right screen is the cursor is a purple square. And if you go on the web and look for my cursor is a purple square, you find a bunch of discussion about how it's a problem that's unresolved. They just haven't, Windows hasn't fixed it. You could scrape your hard drive all the way down and start again if you want. But it basically kind of says, like, maybe in the next update it'll get addressed, but we really don't have an answer for you. Southwest,
don't hold
your breath. I don't get any confirmation emails from Southwest. Now, is it lame that I have an AOL address? Absolutely. It's the only email address I've ever had is my primary email address. But I don't get my itineraries from Southwest when I book flights. So I go on and I look, not getting my email from Southwest. There's tons of discussion about how Southwest emails don't come through to AOL. They don't care, apparently. It's unresolved. They tell you to do all of this crazy stuff when it's not a me problem, it's a you problem. I hate finding a problem and having the capacity to go online and find the answer, and for the answer to be basically, just deal with it.
And they complain and complain and complain and complain and complain.
Especially when you're talking about companies the size of Microsoft and Southwest Airlines.
Yeah, make things easy.
You would think that of all the employees they have, they could have someone that could resolve this problem.
Yeah, I think
or eliminate this problem.
A box cursor that doesn't really work as a cursor. It works like, you know, if you're trying to frame out a picture to take a screenshot. That seems like a pretty substantial problem.
It doesn't seem like something that should just be unresolved at all times. Your primary complaint right now, let's air some grievances. We kick it off with Catfish Jake. Jake, welcome in.
Hey, gentlemen. Yeah, so this drives me absolutely nuts. I don't understand it, and I never will, and it really makes me angry.
Hey, Jake, first off, by the way, congrats on a great weekend with your charity. I know you raised a lot of money, and it was a lot of fun. Thanks, well done with everything.
Appreciate you being there, dude. That was a great time. Hopefully it'll be bigger and better next year.
Good job.
Thanks to y'all for helping out and all that. Yeah, so I stopped at a gas station the other day to buy two bottles of water. I was thirsty. It was hot. I was in between hospitals, so bought two bottles of water. I put them on the counter. I usually stop at Twice Dailies because they're awesome. This was not a Twice Dailies. This is a MAPCO. And I put two bottles of water on the counter, and the guy rings them up and says, can I have your phone number? And I said, no.
I say that a lot.
And we stood there and stared at each other. And I said, if you need a phone number, put your own in. I want to buy two bottles of water and leave. So whatever he did, and I bought two bottles of water and left.
But he eventually just put something in?
Nobody in this world needs your phone number to buy two bottles of water. For the love of God, that is ridiculous.
Agree entirely.
And that's my primary complaint.
People have no shame now in asking for that information.
I had a strange encounter at a gas station. This is the first time that I've paid cash for gas in a long time. So I go and say, I want $30 on pump number 9. And he asked, what fuel grade? Does it really matter?
Yeah.
Like, I'm getting
$30.
Is it really
interested?
Does it matter if it's 87 or 93? I'm feel like only going to get $30 worth of it.
Did you feel like he was judging you?
I felt a little bit, but I also felt like stupid because I didn't know the answer. Like, why would this matter?
Interesting.
One of us was not intelligent in that situation.
Yeah. This reminds me of the Seinfeld where he went to the one garage, the repair shop for the cars, where the guy was really judgy. He was judgmental all the time. He's like, oh, you're not putting the super Spark premium in there, huh? Yeah. He's like, I hate going in there because he's like, Jerry, did you not change the oil on this after 3,000 miles? Yeah. There's the one guy at the garage is just getting lectured every time.
I want to take this opportunity to further endorse Shell, which asks the fewest questions at the pump. It's like two questions and you can pump.
We have a gas station convenience store at the end of our neighborhood, and it's like half the time the screen doesn't even work. You literally just swipe your card and go to town.
Oh, that's awesome.
And it's fine. Like today I did it, and then it just pumps out a receipt at the end. You can throw it away if you want or keep it. You don't get anything. There's no options. You slide your car, you push the fuel grade, you start pumping, and it's done. It's great. One phone line open if you want to jump in on primary complaint, 737-1045. Ricky is up next. Ricky, welcome in.
Yeah, guys. So my complaint is going to blow some minds at TDOT. I go a lot of places driving down 24, 40, 55. We're the only state, apparently, that keeps everything two lanes as you're going down. And we're the only state where TDOT is constantly working but never expanding the lane. It's always something off on the shoulder where you have to merge over and it slows everything down and you have to wait 30 minutes and stand still traffic. TDOT, if you would expand the road, which I know it takes time and money, you would save money by not always having to repair something on the road because it's getting over usage. So that is my complaint to TDOT. I'm tired of seeing you guys working and you're not expanding. And that's it. Thank you.
That is an interesting theory. Expand the roads. Spend the money on that. Spend less money on the repairs of the two lanes that you have. I never really thought of it that way.
We need some help.
Excellent complaint.
We need some help with the road.
Although I will say, and we always bring this up when we get complaints about potholes and road conditions and everything else, I've not seen the latest survey, but I feel like the state of Tennessee always finishes very high on the list of best roads in the country. And it's taken by truck drivers who drive every road across the country.
Apparently not 440, though, as we've discussed.
Yes. But those have gone away, right? Potholes are done now pretty quickly.
Majority of it's been paved over.
Yeah.
But that's temporary.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Let's go next to John down on line 6. John, it is time for you to complain, sir.
Oh, man, I'm so ready. I had a fistful, but I'll settle with this. Guys, I'm a big believer in the game of golf. I love playing it, but I don't know if anybody else has experienced it. It is time for golf to stop taking 8 hours a day. I love for people to learn the game, but we had a foursome in front of us. We played through 12 holes. It took 2 hours to play the last six. And then they turned around at the end and said, well, we had somebody in front of us. You look behind you, not in front of you with the group behind you. Come on, people. You're ruining an awesome game. Thank you, guys.
I don't play golf enough to be any good, but Paul, I'm the opposite. I try to play so fast, it actually affects my own game. I'm so worried
too fast
about the people behind me. Like even in this the Catfish Jake scramble we had on Saturday, I'm so concerned that we're holding up the people behind us that I'm playing as fast as possible. So to that caller, I'm the guy that he wants out on the golf course. I'm always worried about everyone else and not myself when I'm on the course. It's because I know that I'm bad, and if I took every single shot, and even when I take my time, a lot of times it doesn't matter. I'm going to hit the same bad shot no matter what. Josh is up next on Primary Complaint. Josh, welcome in.
Hey, guys. I am pissed off every time I see this. And so
You're the caller that we want then, Josh.
Yes, this is
we have targeted
segment.
You, and this is what we want on this segment.
My primary complaint is for people who either say, write, post, and then tag with just saying. It's offensive. I'm offended. Like I don't know that you are just saying it. Why do you have to tell me you're just saying it? It's absolutely ridiculous. I don't think this is a good time to use it ever. Stop saying, just saying. Just saying. Thanks, guys.
It is definitely a good complaint. It's definitely a popular thing to do right now. Like you throw out some sort of take. Hey, ketchup should never go on a hot dog. Hashtag just saying.
And just the facts.
Don't ask. Don't at me. Yeah. Like, I'm saying it, but I want no feedback whatsoever. I want complete, what do you call it when a witness, I want complete immunity because I'm saying don't at me. I can say anything I want here, and I say don't at me. Freedom of speech with no repercussions whatsoever.
Maybe I should have said that earlier when I said what kind of Nazi puts ketchup on a hot dog, and my wife immediately texts me and says, I put ketchup on a hot dog.
Your lovely wife is the type of Nazi that puts ketchup on a hot dog. Thank you,
she's
honey.
She's the one, yeah.
Oh, that's great. So here's the Trump from the Trump. Here's the tweet. It's becoming a verb, though. Yeah,
I could call it the Trump.
Here's the tweet from President Donald Trump that I was referencing that I just love.
This is the one that, this is like 4 days after Chad said, be a man, Jimmy, was his favorite, no matter what, his favorite Trump sign-off.
The one directed to Jimmy Fallon with the be a man, Jimmy, at the end of it is great. That's become just something we say on the show. Be a man, Jimmy. This is sort of, so we were talking about the high school football player saying, no interviews, please, this time. No interviews this time, with exclamation point. So Donald Trump, this was last week, writes in a tweet, after having written many best-selling books and somewhat priding myself on my ability to write, it should be noted that the fake news constantly likes to pore over my tweets looking for a mistake. I capitalize certain words only for emphasis, not because they should be capitalized! Exclamation point.
And he used the wrong pore in that
tweet. I just love
that
he's explaining how he capitalizes things for emphasis and not because they should be there, and he puts an exclamation point at the end of that.
He used the wrong pore, and I'm pretty sure that there were some ghostwriters involved in that. I don't know that Donald was sitting down. As many people who write books like his books don't sit down and put a sheet of paper
leather-bound books.
Yeah. Put a sheet of paper in the typewriter and say, chapter one.
This may have been back before he was even candidate Trump or in the infancy of his candidacy for presidents, for the presidency. He sent out a tweet that referenced God in some capacity, lowercase g. And I responded back to it, God, lowercase g, this says everything I need to know about you. To which he deleted that tweet and tweeted it again with a capital G. Yes.
Wow, you prompted
him to fix it. I stood down Donald Trump. I'm the last man documented to have stood down Donald Trump.
David Reed affecting change.
Did you screenshot the original?
No, I know I did, but it was on a different phone. It was on the old iPhone that I had.
David Reed, policymaker. He's got a new nickname. Instead of the chairman of the board, he's the policymaker. Let's go to the phones. Primary complaint right now, 615-737-1045. Brian on line one is up next. Brian, welcome in.
Hey, what's up, boys? How y'all doing?
Great.
Hey, first of all, Paul, maybe you should check your MySpace account. That's probably where Microsoft sent that update to you.
Yeah. I mean, we are such a house divided. For a time, it was like no big deal for me to jump back on Windows. Now I jump back onto like an actual keyboard as opposed to my Apple laptop keyboard. on Windows, and I might as well be using a computer that operates in a different language, not just an
just
operating
your
system.
Your old-fashioned typewriter, Paul, and there's an end to that. Hey, guys, as both of you know, I'm a huge Braves fan, and lately they've been having a lot. By the way, side note, I knew that it was coming eventually. Either Stanton or Judge was going to do that. I just expected it like the first game. So what happened, what I thought was going to happen, actually happened. So congratulations,
what
Paul.
They
you beat up on the best.
I fully expected the Yankees to win 2 of 3. My whole thing was just don't get swept. But in New York, like, they'll win 2 of 3.
I expect 3 of 3 all the time.
I thought the Braves were good enough to win one.
My whole thing was just don't get blown out really, really badly. But speaking of which, our Braves said, you know, Tennessee have been in weather delays here lately, or with a lot of rain coming through the south as it has been. But I have the biggest issue with weather delay programming. I can only watch the Chipper Jones Driven episode so many times before I start to pull my hair out. Guys, you know, I know they have to kill time, but to me, the best solution to this weather delay programming, which is absolutely horrible if you're a Braves fan, the Hall of Fame speeches and all this crap is horrible. But just give me a live shot of the field with the tarp on the field. You don't have to cut away from it. You don't have to do any extra interviews. Just show me when the tarp comes off the field. That's all I want to know. Because if you watch this weather programming, all they do is show this program, and then maybe about 55 minutes into the program, they're giving an update. And
I've got a better idea for you, Brian. Utilize all the talent that you're paying. They've got so many people. Jerome Jurinovich, Nick Green, Jeff Francoeur.
Brian Jordan.
They can't carry 90 minutes, 2 hours. They can't have some things in the can to play about that team and discuss things going on with the team?
The answer is no. But the talent they have on their program right now is not the best as it is. I could do without Chip Carey. I could do without a couple of those folks. Actually, I could just sit there and watch the game in silence, but that's just me.
Here's what you do. You got to flip away, and if there is an app that does this already, there certainly should be, that tells you the tarp's coming off. Like, if you're paying attention to a game and that goes into rain delay, you should be able to hit, tell me when it restarts.
I'm just amazed. And maybe it's because we host shows where you just talk for 4 hours. The inability of a television crew
to have a conversation,
to stretch. I mean, you've got enough people there that you can just talk Braves baseball. And you've got producers in a truck that could go to things and show some highlights in the background or some B-roll of something. Have some pre-produced packages ready to roll.
Knowing that there are going to be rain delays over the course of the season.
Well, I'd rather have 2 hours of Kelsey Wingert on the Braves broadcast doing something as opposed to, as he said, the Andrew Jones Driven episode from 6 years ago.
See, I'd rather they just show Seinfeld reruns.
So it's funny that he said that, because the last time I saw Brian was during the Braves-Cubs series last July, and there was a rain delay in one of those games, and in stadium they were playing the Driven about East Cobb baseball or whatever, and I'd never seen it before. I thought it was amazing. I was like, how have I not seen this before? Like, I wanted him to stop cutting into it and telling me the tarp will be removed in 30 minutes.
Less,
I wanted
Brian
to see
Jordan, more reruns of Driven. Yes.
Because they're new to me.
What is Driven? I don't even know.
It's like a it's like the SEC storage show. You know, it's like a 30 for 30.
Yeah, geography.
Yeah, it's like a 30 for 30, but it's about different Braves. They had one on John Schuerholz, one on John Smoltz, Tom Glavin, Andrew Jones, Chipper Jones, and they've got one on like the East Cobb Baseball League.
To this rain delay edition of which Brave only won one World Series.
But if you're the Fox Sports East Braves television talent, to me, it's like, okay, now here's where we make our money.
Part of your job.
Right? Yeah, like, here's a weather delay coming, guys. Look at the forecast. We better be ready to fill an hour or two until this game gets started tonight. This is where we're really going to make our money, doing this broadcast.
I'm with you.
I just feel like if you have that big of a roster of people, I mean, every baseball team has a roster of TV people. Put them to work. Let's go to Chad on line 2. Chad, welcome in.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Great.
So my big complaint is I hate that I have yet to be able to find a restaurant that when I go in and buy a bacon cheeseburger, they always ask if I want the bacon on it.
Who asked this? Come on.
I want a bacon cheeseburger with meat and cheese only.
Chad, who is asking this? Come on.
Every place I've ever been, I'll say, I want a bacon cheeseburger with meat and cheese only. They look right back at me and say, do you want the bacon on it?
That makes no sense.
I mean, I can kind of see if you're saying I want the bacon cheeseburger with meat and cheese only, some of the confusion, but If you're ordering a bacon cheeseburger, I've never been asked, do you want the bacon on that?
Anywhere because otherwise you'd just be getting a cheeseburger.
This sounds more like a specific problem for Chad.
At a specific...
Also, place. Put some condiments on there. I mean, come on. Are you four? You want just meat and cheese and the bacon on there?
Well, it depends on what restaurant you're at. There's places I go that I don't ask for condiments on there because I don't want a gallon of mayonnaise on my hamburger.
Well, say no mayonnaise.
Yeah, but if you're saying light ice, it's a very annoying order.
Yes. Light ice, not even acceptable when it's a solo order, but especially if you're ordering for a lot of people. That's for sure. We've discussed that.
Can I go no ice?
Sure.
Yeah. It's already chilled.
Absolutely.
Already chilled. Yeah.